Hello there, one namaste. My name is Bill Austin. I'm a spiritual healer, teacher, artist, writer, and visionary, living in St. Petersburg, Florida, in the United States. For the last couple of years, I've had the great privilege and honor of working very closely with Monica Castaneda, who's one of the most gifted feng shui healers that I know on the planet. And she also is really brilliant at doing graphics. And we began because she was drawn to some of my healing sessions and wanted to do a trade, where we trade healing sessions for work on my websites, and she does just the most beautiful graphics work for me, and it was the beginning of a very deep friendship and a professional relationship that's meant a lot to me. But about 6 or 7 months ago, Monica approached me with the idea of maybe doing a series of manuals, feng shui healing manuals, where we take her, she would do the writing largely, and then I'd create a lot of images to help people to heal in the area of feng shui cures, to bring them in the form of healing vibrational images. And I was very excited about this project because in a lot of ways I view feng shui as being the oldest energy healing modality on the planet. Feng shui has been used for thousands and thousands of years in the East, and it's a very powerful tradition. So I was very delighted to work with this. One of the reasons I really like working with Monica on this as well is that Monica is working with part paradigm versions of feng shui, so she's energetically upgrading feng shui for the whole planet right now. And my take on the whole thing is that Earth is moving out of the paradigm of the mind and the mental paradigm into the paradigm of the heart. And the paradigm of the mind is sort of the third dimensional reality we all grew up in, the dysfunctional day-to-day stuff we call living on Earth. And then the heart paradigm stuff is really new stuff. It's really soft and nurturing and very gentle energies and very, very love-oriented and love-based. And one of the reasons we wrote this book about feng shui cures for the planet and the money clearing manual is Earth has changed its vibration quite rapidly. And that creates a lot of stress for humanity because, in a way, we're like cells in the body of the planet Earth. So as Earth changes, if humanity doesn't change their vibration to match that Earth, they experience a lot of dissonance. And it's very, very challenging for people. And I think most of you would agree with me. As we look at the planet now, there's a lot of financial stress, a lot of relationship stress, a lot of anxiety, a lot of fear. A lot of what's going on. People don't understand it. Largely, humanity has been asleep, and they've ignored a lot of what I call the gentle wake-up calls to look at things and to align with their hearts. And now the wake-up calls are a lot harder, and humanity has never really been terribly good about changing and going with the flow. So a lot of the images that we create for Feng Shui Cures for the Planet and Money Clearing Manual are to help people to adjust to the new energies of the heart paradigm on the planet. And as you look at these healing images, it helps you to realign with the heart paradigm yourself. And as you do so, you begin to embody the energies of the heart paradigm and to radiate them out to everyone you know. We also did a whole bunch of, Monica's pioneered this system, the nine steps of feng shui. And we did this the ninth steps to feng shui system is her trademark. But anyway, we did this whole thing about, I thought, well, wouldn't it be neat to take each of those nine areas and to create a series of feng shui cures for money? You know, I work a lot with money healing, but I haven't worked up till now a lot with feng shui. So I thought, well, wouldn't it be cool to approach abundance from clearing those nine areas of feng shui? So we included like nine images to help with the feng shui thing. And we also added like a really couple of really cool things, and one of them's in actually the excerpt on this page, and that's the red envelope tradition in feng shui, and it's a very, very powerful practice to help enhance your gratitude. Feng shui red envelopes are used to enhance luck, prosperity, and happiness. So when you pay people using the red envelope, in a way, that's a blessing of the money and stuff, and it's a part of the excerpt you can see, and of course it's in the book as well. But this is a very, very powerful book, and it helps people to anchor the energies of the heart paradigm within themselves, and to be energetic role models to anchor the energies of the heart paradigm for humanity as well. Because as you adjust to the heart paradigm and release fear and resistance to change, you help everyone you meet to do the same thing. So there's a lot of great world service around this. Thank you so much for listening to this presentation. Namaste, and I look forward to connecting with you again on the Inner Planes.